WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Boonville Football Show, a weekly look inside the Pioneers program featuring head coach Darren Ward and a member of the Boonville team. The show was brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, by Pizza Chef, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, and by The Freeze Ice Cream. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
You're listening to Week 3 of the Boonville Football Show. The Pioneers looking for their first win of the season. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We're going to hear from Darren Ward, the head coach, as they try to topple Heritage Hills on Friday. We're also going to break down last week and see how Boonville can improve upon their first two games, both being losses. All thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, Mike Carey, the agent from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. All right, without further ado, we'll take a step aside here on 97.7, listen to theref.com, and the WREF mobile app. We'll hear from Darren Ward in a moment right here on The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, opens 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
And we're back on the Boonville Football Show with the head coach, Darren Ward. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, Coach. Really appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
So we look back before we go forward to Heritage Hills and a tough loss, 41-20 against South Ridge, the final game of August. Take me through how this one went down and what was the difference between win and loss on Friday.
First off, I mean, it was a physical football game, and as we expected, I was pleased with how we matched the physicality of South Ridge and the intensity that they played with. First half, kind of a back and forth game, and they got on the board forward first, and then we responded with kind of a quick score and picked up some key first downs. And you know, Tyler Reinhardt kind of finished off the drive, I think, with an 11 or 12 yard score to end the first quarter. Then they kind of bounced back and moved the ball a little bit, hit a couple key plays down the field on us in the thrill game, and got back on the board. And then got another touchdown on the board there at the end of the first half. And then we kind of responded at the end of the first half with another touchdown of our own, this time with Peyton Holly kind of finishing off a good drive for us with a 1 or 2 yard run to kind of get us going into the half. I think we were down 20 to 12 at the half. Come out the second half, we kind of sputtered maybe on our first drive, got it to them, kind of went back and forth a little bit. They got a score on the board, but I was pleased we quickly responded back, went down the field and got it back to 27-20. Key touchdown there was Grant Davis to Tyler Klainer, I think, on a 15-yard touchdown pass. Then we got the two-point conversion with Davis to Klainer to kind of get it to that 27-20. So I was really pleased with kind of getting back in the game there in the third quarter. But Southridge followed it up with a big kickoff return, and I think three plays later kind of punched it into the end zone and kind of took control from there. The rest of the night, got up 34-20, and then kind of late in the game put another score on the board to make the final 41-20. But I thought we played well in phases. I think we got a little bit tired and a little banged up in some spots in the second half and kind of let them kind of do as they wanted in the run game and stuff there in the late third and early fourth quarter.
Again, Darren Ward, the head coach for the Pioneers here on WREF. Now, Coach, I'm glad you broke it down that way because you look at the score, yeah, 41-20, but score the game, rather, was a lot closer than the score might show. There are a couple of things, though, that you look at. We'll start on offense with Grant Davis, a couple of interceptions for him. What would you attribute those to?
I think he's just trying to make some plays. I mean, he's kind of forcing the ball down the field in situations where we really didn't need to. You know, one of those key turnovers was – there in the second quarter, I believe, or could have been third, where, you know, I think we were in a first and five situation and near the red zone. We kind of had them jump off sides or line up in a neutral zone. And we called with outside routes down the field, but we had intermediate routes underneath that we were kind of really thinking we were just going to be available for us. And, you know, he wanted to take a shot down the field and kind of left the ball inside on a deep throw and stuff that probably a throw we didn't need to make. But, you know, something, we're never going to fault guys for wanting to go make plays. It's, you know, we're going to show up each week and each game trying to go win. And he's always going to be that type of competitor that wants to go make plays along with a lot of our other guys.
As far as the defense giving up the 41 points, a lot of those at the end, and again, the game closer than the score might show. You mentioned the idea of guys getting a little bit tired at the end, maybe a little banged up, but in practice this week, after the 41 points allowed to the Raiders from Southridge, what was addressed by you and the rest of the coaching staff trying to patch up the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I think number one on our defensive line is playing with, you know, pad level and stuff. You know, you know, as we watch game film and stuff, we're not seeing a lot of times what we work on in practice and really preach and stuff with individual technique and stuff of pad level and getting extension on the line of scrimmage, of getting separation and stuff on the D-line. And, you know, simple things as tackling. We spend a lot of time working on tackling drills and practice and stuff, and it's right now not kind of translate over to our games, especially in the second half. And I think a little bit of that fatigue sets in and stuff where we've got to be able to kind of push through kind of that mental grind of adversity and stuff a little bit better. But those are things we're addressing this week in practice.
Again, we're here on the Boonville Football Show, Week 3, getting ready for Heritage Hills. We'll talk about that later on in the program, but don't go anywhere. We're going to hear from one of the Boonville senior linemen right here on the other side on WREF. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the Boonville Football Show with Brooks Eigner, a senior lineman. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, Brooks. Really appreciate the time.
Good to be here.
So you look at the first couple of games for Boonville, and neither one of them ending the way you guys would have hoped, 0-2 to start, but obviously still a lot of football to be played. We're going to talk about Heritage Hills on Friday, but through those first two games, what have you learned about this team being one of the senior leaders?
You know, it's been tough. Both games we were in, very close, you know, seeing what we're made of. Both the games very physical from the line of scrimmage, so we're just going to keep trying to improve. And over the next couple of games throughout the season, obviously going up against a tough opponent this week.
And we'll talk about Heritage Hills again in a moment. Like you said, a very tough opponent. But in last week's game, 41-20, there were moments that the offense really, really did well and felt like they scored when they really needed to score, especially in those second and third quarters. And it got really close in the end, down 27-20. Coach was talking about that a moment ago. Ultimately, Southridge pulling away. What would you attribute that to, them turning a 27-20 lead into a 41-20 finish?
Controlling the line of scrimmage. It was, you know, fatigue definitely got to us in the fourth quarter, and then just they just ended up running all over us in the fourth quarter, and it was controlling the line of scrimmage definitely.
Heritage Hills, a big opportunity for you guys trying to get your first win of the season, yes, but also they're 1-1 to start, like you said, a really tough opponent. Why do you say that they're a tough opponent?
Obviously, I think they're number one, 3A. They're just really good. Their linemen are pretty good. Defense is very well, and their skill players are obviously really well. And they return a lot of players, and they went to state last year. So it's going to be a very tough game for us to play. But
you mentioned the idea of them going to state last year. I'd imagine that provides a little bit more juice for you and for the rest of the locker room with an opportunity to knock off a team that comes into this season with high expectations. So how much of that is felt in the locker room knowing, hey, guys, this isn't only an opportunity for a win, this is an opportunity for kind of a spoiler against a team that has, like I said, really high expectations?
Yeah, this is definitely a moment that we all know we can make a statement. You know, we need to make a statement. We're all ready. We're amped up to playing a game because it's a very big game, so we're ready for it.
In these big games, you personally, not just the team, you personally, mentally, what do you do to prepare and how do you get ready, even stay calm when toe meets rubber and you guys really begin this game? Because I'd imagine, especially your senior year, this is kind of your moment, especially to be a leader. So the moment for a lot of people could get too big.
Yeah, just having a good week of practice, you know, and getting locked in on game day and trusting our guys going into the game.
Brooks Eigner, senior lineman for Boonville Football here on WREF. It is the Boonville Football Show. Again, Heritage Hills beginning at 7 o'clock on Friday. Looking forward to seeing what the Pioneers do, trying to get their first win. Really appreciate the time, and good luck, Brooks.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. On the other side, Darren Ward, the head coach, will be returning, talking about Heritage Hills right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheeseball-sized hail insurance.
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop... knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrapping up shop here on the Boonville Football Show with Aaron Ward, the head coach. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Heritage Hills looming on Friday. And, Coach, a really big game for both sides, but you guys looking for your first win. What's this game going to come down to from an X's and O's standpoint?
I mean, I think number one always comes down to the run game. I mean, it's from both sides of the ball. Can we control Heritage Hills' run game, and then can we have production within ours so we can set up some play-action pass and some quick throw game? We're at the point of the week three of the season. You know, special teams always going to play or can always play a role. I expect both teams to be sound on that, so it shouldn't be a factor.
You know, speaking with Brooks Eigner just a moment ago in the last segment, he was talking about the idea of Heritage Hills coming in with kind of that that reputation of being the team that went to state last year, and an opportunity for you guys to really spoil the high expectations that, that they have for 2024. How much of that is being used or addressed? Is that really real as far as a presence in the locker room going into this game?
It might be something for the players. I think from a coaching standpoint, a coaching staff standpoint, we're focused on ourselves, just trying to get better each day in practice. You know, our last two games, we've got film of things that we've got to improve upon, and we think those are things our team's capable of improving upon from the – you know, from all phases of it to all positions. So that's kind of more the focus from a coaching staff. But I'm sure from a player standpoint, you know, they understand, you know, what Heritage Hills is and what they did last year, and that they, you know, beat us last year and made that nice run up as a to the state final game and stuff, and realize what their rankings are this year. But it's still going to come down to execution and you know, just the will and desire to want to go out and compete on every snap.
Well, like you said, Coach, they got the best of you last year. They got your number last year, and then you watch tape of them through two games this year. What's the difference between Heritage Hills in 2023 and Heritage Hills in 2024?
I think number one's experience. I mean, they were kind of young in some skilled spots last year. With you know, Goldsberry was a sophomore last year, so he's got a year under his belt. Played a lot of football last year on their state run, receiver core and stuff, and you know, they're still kind of a mixture of seniors and juniors this year, where last year they were, a mixture of seniors, juniors, and about five or six sophomores that played quite a bit. So, you know, they've got a lot of experience, they got a lot of confidence, and they truly have a good understanding of what they're trying to do offensively and defensively.
Darren Ward, the head coach for Boonville Football, trying to get win number one against Heritage Hills on the road on Friday. And again, we're here on WREF, the Boonville Football Show. All right, Coach, fill in the blank. If Boonville blanks against Heritage Hills, they walk away with win number one in 2024.
That's a great question. I think if we play one snap at a time, kind of one offense and one defensive series at a time, and you know, in football, you can slow the game down just like you do in basketball. But, you know, we've got to minimize you know, Heritage Hills possessions and control their explosive plays, and we've got to possess the football, you know, pick up first downs. You know, if we're not scoring, we need to flip the field so that they've got long fields that they have to execute with, and then we've got to look for opportunities to take our shots offensively and not be afraid to go make plays defensively as well.
Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
All right, you've been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF.
You have been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRep.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Pizza Chef, The Freeze Ice Cream, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Boonville Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio. WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenTheRep.com presents the Memorial Football Show, a weekly look inside the Tigers program featuring head coach John Herding and a member of the Memorial team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
Well, the Tigers are 2-0, and you're listening to Week 3 of the Memorial Football Show. Hello and welcome. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. We'll hear from John Hurley in a moment. All thanks to our sponsors, Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, Mike Carey, the agent from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Evansville Estate Emporium. Big win for the Tigers against North on Friday. Plus, we're getting ready to see what Memorial does in Week 3 against Central. All that and more on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Mankey's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Mankey's ASE certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Mankey's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show, the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. Week 3, getting ready for that on Friday against Central. But before we go backwards, before we go forward, we go backward and talk about the win last week against North with the coach, John Hurley. Coach, really appreciate the time.
No problem. Appreciate you giving us the opportunity.
So take me through a 35-14 big win against the Huskies. How'd you get it done?
Well, it was slow at first. You know, North really has a pretty good defense. I mean, they fly around. They got nice size up front. Their front seven's pretty formidable. And we started the game off with a penalty. We had some penalties to put us behind the sticks. We fumbled a couple times. But I really liked the way our kids responded and kind of kept grinding away at it. And eventually started making some plays and finding some rhythm. And defensively, you know, they gave up one big run, but for the most part kept the ball in front of us, flew around, made good open field tackles. You know, North is, they've got nice size up front. They got a really nice running back. They throw the ball around pretty good underneath. It just requires you. You know, we did get one interception. That might be our first interception of the year. And we had another penalty to call back the touchdown return. So the biggest thing we've got coming out of last Friday is we've got to clean some penalties up.
John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial Football here on WREF, talking about the 35-14 win against North last Friday. Now, Coach, you mentioned that the defense got the interception, first one of the year, and that's all well and good. But as a unit, the entire defense was fantastic all game, limiting the Huskies to only 14 points, especially in the second half. Didn't allow a single score in that second half. How and why?
Well, I mean, a lot of things go through Alex Brochures for us. I think he had something like 15 tackles, but O'Donoghue also had 14 tackles, I think. Those two guys really flew around to the ball. And I felt like our front four really worked hard. We rotated about six kids in there, and they really got after it. So, you know, I'm excited about the way they're playing. I think we're going to continue to get better. And each week it'll be a little bit different challenge as we go through. But, you know, we're rotating probably five or six guys in the secondary, five or six guys up front. And as long as we can continue to do those things and stay healthy, I think we can really do some nice stuff.
Saw Matthew Fisher, the quarterback, have another really strong game. Not as strong in the air as week one, although he did get the two touchdowns in the air. But what's impressive is his work on the ground. Three touchdowns with his legs, five carries, more than 50 yards. That includes a 39-yard scamper. So from him on the ground, what did he show you?
Well, it's one of those things we've spent a lot of time going through our reads and plays and things like that. And for him to make those reads and pull the ball, that's not something we do a lot. But when it presents itself, having the willingness to do it and be headsy enough to get down when you need to, I was proud of him for that. He broke a tackle, and I know he's pretty excited about that, 39-yard run. I think it was week one, Mr. Scavara on the broadcast made a comment that he'd had negative yards rushing for his career, so it's motivated him a little bit.
Oh, there's only one way to go after being a negative rusher for your career. Matthew Fisher channeling his inner Lamar Jackson, maybe? Saw a little bit of something out of him on the ground on Friday in a 35-14 win against North. Again, this is week three of the Memorial Football Show with the head coach John Hurley, and I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. We will hear from Parker Mattingly after this upcoming break right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show with Parker Mattingly, I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, senior lineman for the Tigers, getting ready for week three, Friday against Central, after a big 35-14 win against North. And now Memorial is 2-0. Hey, Parker, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All good. Really appreciate your time. So, look, you're one of the senior leaders of this team, and right now both phases, both sides of the ball seem to be looking pretty good. Otherwise, you guys wouldn't be 2-0. So what have you learned about Memorial as a whole in 2024 through two games?
You know, we had some questions early on. We had to replace multiple positions, especially our defensive line, but I think our defense has shown that they can handle anything, and yeah, through two games, we've looked great so far.
You mentioned the defense, and I was talking to Coach about that a moment ago against North, you guys not allowing a single score in that second half, and he attributed that to a couple of different guys, but the bottom line is that is a unit effort. As one of the leaders on this team, what did you see maybe differently from that defense that really made it stick out in those last two quarters?
Well, you know, if it wasn't for that muff punt, they really would have only scored the seven or the one touchdown, which was a 60 or long run.
Sure.
So I think just like our middle guys, our box, D-line and linebackers just really stood out. And then our defensive backs made it to where their quarterback couldn't get any throws off.
Again, Parker Mattingly here on WREF, the Memorial Football Show on ListenToTheRef.com, the 97.7 frequency, and the WREF mobile app. Parker, for you, this being senior year, of course, it's always going to be a big season. What have you dedicated yourself to in not only getting ready, but staying ready week in and week out senior year 2024 for Memorial?
Well, I've kind of just dedicated to being a leader this year. It's the third year starting for me, and so there's some younger guys on the line that I got to lead and kind of got to show the way. You know, we had kind of a hard right tackle position this week with two new guys who had never really played there before. So just being able to lead them and show them what to do has kind of been my main focus.
That's the thing, right, is that you've been leading in the trenches, and it's cool that we get to talk with you now because, let's be honest, the linemen, they just don't get enough love. So for people listening right now, even the Memorial fans who know you, what do they need to know about that position group and what you guys bring, how you bring it to Memorial football?
Well, kind of like you said, we don't always get the most love. Like when receivers and running backs score touchdowns, like they're looked at for that. But a lot of the times, like O-line really contributes to that, and like, if it wasn't for us, the running back really wouldn't have any holes to run through. So, with, like, the five up front, like, they're always going to be blocking their hardest. But, yeah, we just trying our best.
And if not for you, Matthew Fisher wouldn't have looked like Lamar Jackson last week. Is that right?
yes, I would say so. A few of his runs maybe were kind of designed pulls, but yeah, we definitely gave him a lot of time on his passes that he got, and then he also was able to find some gaps and openings to score some touchdowns.
All right, Parker, I'll get you out of here on this. Looking forward to Friday night against Central. Fill in the blanks. If Memorial blanks against the Bears, they walk away 3-0.
Does what they're supposed to do.
I like it. Almost as if John Hurley, the head coach, is listening to what you're saying right now. Hey, speaking of John Hurley, we're going to hear from him after this upcoming break. Parker Mattingly, the senior lineman for Memorial, we really, really appreciate the time, and congratulations on the success so far. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers!
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheeseball-sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Have you seen interest rates for new or used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show, the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brian Klein. Very happy to be with you. 2-0, unblemished, but they put that undefeated record on the line on Friday against Central. So, coach, the Bears coming in with some momentum after a big win last weekend. How do you address that steam that the Bears have rolling into Friday night with your group?
Well, we're going to continue to focus on what we do, and it started yesterday with practice and all the little things, and we've kind of really harped on it this year at games, and you know, having our shirts tucked in and doing all the things you're supposed to do, and you know, having the right and appropriate vest for the games as far as not having your knees exposed. I mean, it sounds like trivial little things, but if we can't do the trivial little things, then how are we going to execute on first, second, third, and fourth down? And so by focusing on ourselves, hopefully we can address the momentum. And they're going to have momentum. And sometimes all you need is an opportunity as a competitor. And, you know, they got their first win and get them over the hump and get guys believing and having confidence in what they're doing. So, you know, to address it, we're going to have to do what we do and make sure that we do our jobs and not get caught up with what they do.
Well, Coach, won't be the first time that you guys play Central, of course. Won't be the first time that you play Brandon Artis. But when you turned on the tape from last week's game and they get the win against Bossy, big moment for their program, big moment for Coach Artis, what was different about those four quarters than the tape that they put out before?
Well, I think the last two quarters were the turning point where they really gained confidence and started executing and making plays. And they didn't, you know, they were able to turn the page on things when they didn't go their way, where I don't know that they were able to do that in the past. So that's really a tribute to Coach. I'll get these guys to buy into what he's doing. And I saw he's got a brick-by-brick shirt. That's probably the approach he's taken to it. And it seems like the kids are buying in.
John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial Football here on WREF, week three of the Memorial Football Show. On 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. So, Coach, we were talking about Matthew Fisher earlier on in the show. We were talking about the offense. The offense so far has looked really good, averaging about 36 points per game so far. To get that into week three, to continue that offensive momentum, what has to keep on happening? Because, of course, there's an element of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It doesn't seem like the offense is broken. What's Central going to be trying to take away from you guys?
Well, I think for sure they're going to try to take away big plays and maybe kind of create a little bit more pressure and confusion up front. And because we did have some confusion at times Friday night, and, you know, we had a few changes on the front. We moved Brady Combs in. He played tackle for us. That's probably been his first game ever at tackle. Quentin Merkel rotated with him. You know, neither one of those guys have played tackle in the last, I don't know, they've ever played tackle, but they did Friday night. They did a nice job. But, there's confusion that's created from time to time. So I suspect they're going to try to build upon that. And hopefully we can eliminate those things. But, you know, for us to find success offensively, the first foremost, you got to be able to run the ball and protect it and not turn it over and be efficient in our passing game. I think we're a little bit more efficient as far as completion percentage, but I still feel like we're passing up opportunities underneath to take shots over the top.
John Early, the head coach for Memorial Football, already 2-0. Can they make it 3-0 on Friday against Central, 6:30 kick? Coach, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the great start, and go get them.
All right, thank you.
You got it. We take a step aside. You've been listening to Week 3 of the Memorial Football Show right here on WREF.
You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville the State Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Scott Stratman, Attorney at Law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Memorial Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.